Welcome to another episode of the Marriage Mentor Podcast with Eric and Jolene Engel, where Eric and Jolene answer marriage questions for believers, looking at the root of the problem instead of the symptom, always while applying God's wisdom and word for a Christ-centered marriage.
Hi, I'm Eric Engel with my wonderful wife, Jolene, with another episode of the Marriage Mentor. This podcast is entitled Confronting the In-Laws. Dear Jolene, my husband's parents are very against mine and my husband's decisions to keep having children. We dread telling them every time I get pregnant because they're so hurtful and out of line. When we told them I was pregnant with number 3, they said we have to stop having children because of our eldest disability. He has autism. We're pregnant with number 4 now, and my husband doesn't want to tell them at all. I feel he needs to take a direct approach with them and tell them to keep their comments to themselves, but he'd rather ignore their phone calls until after the baby is here. What do you think we should do?
Okay, wow. I'm right there with you. Tell them. Too bad, so sad you don't like it. It's not their place. They need to keep their mouth shut. But there's something going on with the husband. There's a relationship issue there that he doesn't want to deal with the issue. And I don't know if he's just a passive personality to begin with. I don't know if he's just really non-confrontational or if he wants their approval. I don't know if they're not believers and he's trying to win them over. So I don't know that aspect. I'm with the wife on this that, yeah, you know, the comments need to stop. But here's the deal. It's the husband's family. If it's my family, oh, I'd have no problem telling him any of that. But this is the husband's. And for me as a wife, I'd look at how can I encourage my husband? How can I find out what's going in the heart of my husband that he doesn't want to do this? You know, I don't know if you
right.
have any thoughts on that.
I have a lot of thoughts on this.
Well, you're a husband.
As a matter of fact, I don't care if he's a passive personality or not. Okay. The Bible does not give you a pass on your obligations and your roles just because your personality is different.
I would agree with that. Okay? Yes.
And so he has a responsibility. The Bible talks about leaving and cleaving. As a matter of fact, in Genesis 2:24, therefore shall a man leave his father and mother and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall become one flesh. So that doesn't just mean that, oh, they get married and have sex. It means emotionally that he's got to leave his family. And here's the other thing. This guy is trying to hide the fact or doesn't want to talk to him until after the baby is born.
Right.
Okay. And the parents are obviously controlling parents.
Absolutely.
And the real issue here, here's the real issue, is that he's choosing his parents over his relationship with his wife, which is sin because the Bible talks and tells him to leave and cleave.
Right. And he might not understand that verse.
Well, hopefully he can understand it now.
Well, hopefully he's listening to the podcast.
Because, yes. And I don't want to be too hard on, but bottom line is, in today's Christianity, there's this idea that to be a godly man, you have to be a passive or a womanized type man.
Right. Meaning, effeminate.
Yeah, effeminate type man, that you don't stand up for things. And God certainly wants you to stand up, especially for the things that he commands you to do.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
And so these parents are used to controlling, obviously, which might make it even harder to put them in their place.
You put them in your place anyways. But, you know, my thought on all this is, as the wife wrote in, she was asking for both our opinions.
Right.
And it's very difficult for a wife to go to her husband and say, I have issues with your family. And he knows that there's issues, but he's not willing to lead. So, Lord willing, he's listening to this. Because I think when a man hears this from another man, he's more apt to kind of stand up. He's maybe more apt to realize, oh, this is what I do as a God-fearing husband, as opposed to just hearing his wife say, oh, honey, your family keeps hurting my feelings.
Okay, and here's what I want to tell all the guys out there, is that they need to run their family based on priority rather than the squeaky wheel gets the oil.
Right.
Okay? Because if he sat down and wrote out a list of priorities, it should be his wife, well, it should be the Lord first, his wife second, kids third, okay? And then outside family.
Right.
And friends, fourth, fifth, or sixth, okay? Any guy who any guy who has half a brain that wants to lead his family would write down the list in that order, okay? But if they don't, if you're not consciously thinking about that, then whoever's whining or griping, they seem to be the ones that get the attention.
Right. Okay? And then that's when your priorities get lopsided, and then you start to notice a crack in the marriage, and then you see that, you know, your wife is no longer close to you because she senses that your loyalty is to your parents and not to her. And they're little tiny cracks. It's amazing to me how easily the in-laws could come in and penetrate and tear apart that marital union with their influence. And it's just like, they're done parenting. Their job is over. Okay. And as adults, now that we're leading our own families and we're married, obviously we were mature enough to get married. There's a union there, and the in-laws no longer have a say. It's one thing if we went to them and said, hey, we'd like your opinion on something.
Okay. Well, and I'd like to teach all the guys out there something that I want them to memorize. And this is something that I've said in the past as well. Okay. But no one, whether father or mother, brother, sister, friend, well-wisher, no one is going to come between me and my relationship with my wife. No one.
And that's a wise path to take. And I don't know how many men are listening, but it's the same premise for the women. You are one flesh with your husband, and the husband is one flesh with the wife. If you don't act like that, then you start to wonder, hey, well, how come our marriage isn't the way it's supposed to be? It's because you've let things in. You've let things in to influence you, and you didn't take each other's opinions and feelings into consideration.
Right.
And sadly, a lot of it comes from the in-laws.
Right. And if you want just an ultimately strong marriage, that is the position you have to take. Because I know no matter what, it doesn't matter who tries to weasel their way in to our relationship, whether it's a kid who's trying to manipulate mom against dad, right, or if it's a parent, or we've even had someone say, hey, so-and-so is sick because of your relationship with them, and they're trying to get between us.
Right.
It's not going to happen. And I know.
It won't ever happen.
I know that no matter what they do, that it's not, they're not going to get between you and me on your side or on my side.
But we had to learn that. I mean, we had to learn that as young marrieds, because we had it. It came at us, just kind of like this couple. And somewhere you have to put your foot down.
Right.
And my opinion is, what can I do as a wife to tell my guy, hey, I believe in you. I want us to be, you know, this galvanized, strong husband and wife union. What do I need to do to make you feel secure to go confront your parents?
Right.
Okay. Because so, I'm your gal. I'm on your side, and I'll be right there with you.
So here's a picture story that we also talk about. Take your family and build a fort around them. Okay, and inside that, there'd be even a smaller fort. There'd be a fort around your marriage first.
Right.
And then a fort around the family. And guess what? You get up on top of that wall, and you walk the wall and keep watch.
I keep watch.
And you don't, and I do too.
Right.
And you don't let anyone in. I don't care if they're relatives or not. Mm-mm. You don't let them in unless they have the right heart and motives for your family.
Right.
That's it. Right. Okay, so stand on the wall and be on watch, because that's what the Lord wants for you.
Right. And maybe the wife could say in this situation, gee, honey, let's reverse it. What if it were my parents doing this and I was doing nothing? Maybe he's not seeing the big crack and the wedge that really Satan's allowing to take place. He's trying to just pull apart this husband and wife, and they all think it's okay because it's his parents. But if it was her family doing it and she did nothing, oh, it's not a big issue. Just let it be. Mommy did, you know, let's be kind to mom, you know.
Well, here's one thing that Satan will do. Hey, you're not honoring your mother and your father.
Right.
Okay. Which is just a lie from Satan twisting the scriptures like he always does.
Right.
Okay? Because you're to leave and cleave.
Right.
Okay? And that certainly comes before honoring your mother or your father and whatever their wishes are.
Well, and a lot of that scripture is based on the children.
Okay? Right.
We're grown adults now. And God talks about in his word, let no man separate what God has brought together. It's implying that there's going to be people that are going to want to try and separate your marital union. So be wise in this. And obviously, as a wife, come to him with gentleness and humility and be very supportive. But he has to truly know what's going on in her heart, that it's just like, this is ridiculous. It needs to stop, because what it's showing that his allegiance and loyalty is to his parents and not to his family.
Well, if he doesn't protect her in this, she doesn't have confidence that he's going to protect her in other areas either.
No, and I guess I would go on even further and say, is this the type of relationship that you'd want your children to have? When they get married and they have in-laws and they have this situation, because they're going to mirror and learn from how the parents are handling things. So it's not healthy. That's the case here. And it does need to be dealt with. And prayerfully, he will have enough confidence and support in his wife to really stand up and do that.
Well, what happens when the man stands before the Lord and he says, and the Lord says, you let someone else control your relationship with me and with your family. You let someone else run what I gave you in charge of.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. So. Husbands will have the tendency from time to time to shirk their responsibilities. Abraham did it. Adam did it. It's in you guys, just like contentiousness is in us. So you guys deal with that. That it's just like, I'd rather not deal with it. I just hope it'll all go away. But the reality is, you know, Satan's coming after, you know, Christ-centered marriages. Okay. So you have to be that warrior.
Absolutely. And by the way, brother, I don't want to beat you up. I want to encourage you to do what's right. Because, yes, sometimes it's hard, but it will be good.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm Eric Engel.
And I'm Jolene Engel at JoleneEngel.com.